Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Crommie, who says,
"So where is my cream for Blessy?"
TP's Tiger, who says,
"Park Dark Sandwiches."
Nasi, who says, "Whoa, oh, oh, sweet shaft of mine. Hell yeah!" Darkstar180, who says,
Think about it. Winky face. Wink, wink, wink.
Macro312, who says,
"You know, creepers just want to be friends."
Nathan F. Wilson, who says, "Awesome show. I love Yogcast." This isn't Yog's cast. And Help Me Seven, who says,
"Party Squad!"
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 38, recorded on June 17th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I'm Jim Beam.
And I'm Bernard.
We should start that,
and
should
I'm
we?
And I'm Llama.
And this is The Shaft, podcast about a game called Minecraft. And let's talk about Minecraft during this show. How about it?
That sounds like a great idea. I'm a huge fan of that.
Let's start. Minecraft.
And also, if you're wondering who is on the show tonight, so are we. We have a lot of people with the potential of calling in, right? We're doing a crazy call-in show, and it might be really hectic and might be a big train wreck.
And every once in a while, you'll get a little bit of this. Or not. Okay, so they're not talking.
Yeah,
but we're also listening to Maz's stream at the same time.
That's right.
It's like a little bit of everything going on here.
Yeah, he streams it on Friday nights, and we're streaming this right now on a Friday night, so this is a little wacky.
Yeah, we're going to be a little more silly than, you know,
than
usual.
Our normal silly selves.
And it has nothing to do with Jim being here.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
Yep.
So I guess let's do this thing.
Bom, bom, bom.
All right, showing our age. Anyway, let's talk about what we've done. And I'm going to start first.
Really?
I am.
Wait, you played Minecraft this week?
I did.
No way.
I just got finished playing it, actually. I'm going to explain my regular routine of playing video games right before I go to sleep. And usually what I do is I lay in bed with my iPad and I play tower defense games and whatever. Usually I'll download a new game and try it out, and I'm up till, like, you know, way too late playing games on the iPad, and then I'll fall asleep. But all this week I've been building things in Minecraft on the Xperia Play. I sound like a commercial,
you know, you kind of look like a commercial.
Thanks. I think. And it's been pretty cool. I've been building kind of just like a little village, and I've been digging a lot into the ground to find some dungeons or some natural caves, and I've actually yet to find one, but, you know, I'm talking about the demo for Minecraft on the Xperia Play, so it's very, like, I mean, there's no mobs, there's actually no clouds, there's no day and night cycle. When you hit something, when you dig something, it goes away in one hit. You know, and all this stuff is totally going to change. I mean, this is just the playable demo from E3. But, you know, it's fun. You know, I'm still able to build things, and, you know, I'm having fun with it. So, but tonight, we all three got together and played, and it's very rare that we all three get together and play nowadays, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we all got on the Shaftlands, and Maz was on there. Remember Maz?
Yeah.
From Australia.
Yeah, I remember him.
And also Bebop Box was on there, and all kinds of Shaftonians.
Yeah, there was Teddy.
Shaftonites.
Yeah, Shaftonites.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. They showed us, let's see, Crummy.
Portopotamus was there.
Portopotamus, yeah. They showed us the...
Stefos Walk was there.
Stefos Walk.
Yeah. Nice pretty dress.
Pretty dress. So Crummy showed us the Death Dome. Cool name, huh?
Boxcar Robot was there.
Yes, he was.
I'm just going to keep going. I can't remember everybody.
But the Death Dome was pretty cool. And then we went to we went to Egypt, and there, instead of a bunch what do you find on the walls of Egypt?
Hieroglyphics.
Oh. There were video game sprites on the walls.
Yes, yes. And a big maze. We went through a big maze.
Kinda.
And what's really astounding is that these things have been on our server for probably about 4 months, and you didn't know they were there.
Weak. But I saw the statue last time. I didn't notice that he had a big My Little Pony sign on his chest.
The My Little Pony stuff is new. Well, reasonably new. I've been there a couple weeks. But yeah.
And then I guess...
And then you killed the server, didn't you? Didn't you do that? Didn't you kill?
Yeah. He summoned like 5,000 pigs.
5,000 pigs. I meant to say 50, and I typed 0 a couple times.
Yeah.
And it blew everything up.
Next time you should type it before the other digits.
Yeah. What, the zeros?
The double extra zeros.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. 5
Wrong
zero,
side
zero,
of the
zero,
five.
Too many. Yeah.
And I kind of failed at the maze. Thanks, Trusty Skull, for pointing that out in the chat room. And also, I went to check out Brent's Red Line, which is a roller coaster. And it was nighttime. We're listening to some Empire of the Sun. It was really chilling. The whole place is lit up by redstone torches. Really cool. I really like it a lot.
Why, thank you.
Good job.
You know, it was a lot of fun just sitting there and watching people, like, write it and hear them laughing and stuff. It was really awesome.
Yeah, there was a ton of us all writing it and going nuts. So it was a good time. And we'll probably get back at it after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone in the chat room saying I failed so much tonight. I did. I failed so much.
Yeah. But we still love you, Eric.
All right. So what's
Says
up with you?
You.
What's
no,
up with you,
we
Brent?
Love you, Eric.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Gotcha.
So what's up with you, Brent?
What's up with me?
What you been doing?
What up? Well, you pretty much covered most of it, I think. You know, one thing you didn't mention is you quit smoking.
Right.
And I quit smoking. Mm-hmm. So we quit smoking.
Yeah.
Together. And then,
that's pretty awesome.
I, you know, on my computer at home, it was getting all slow. You know, I've had it for a few years, and that's just what Windows does after a few years. You know, it just gets slow. So I said, let's reformat. Let's just bite the bullet, restore. So I did that, and then realized that all the files I saved over, I didn't save my Minecraft folder.
Oh, really?
So I lost my whole world.
That's what happened to me.
My entire world.
That's exactly what happened to mine. That sucks.
You know, I save program files, because usually it's like everything goes in program files, right? That's where all my games and crap are.
Yeah.
It's not so these days. Like, more and more games are putting their crap in, like, various places. You know, your downloads or your My Documents. Minecraft, are they going to have a My Game soon? Like, with your My Photos and My...
They have a... does Minecraft store it in the directory that the executable's in? Or does it store it in My Documents?
I don't remember.
You know, it used to put it in the My Documents area, but I think now you can... Yeah, you can change it. You can assign where it's going to be saved.
Yeah.
In Minecraft. But you're probably just taking the defaults.
If I were you, I'd put it in my Dropbox folder next time.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
I'll move it now.
That's the recommendation from Stefos Walk.
Oh, app data is where it's being
said. Yeah, because you always do that percent app data, percent stuff to find.
Yeah.
Or something. Anyway.
Well,
yeah. So anyway, so then I start smoking again. No, just kidding. I didn't really, but I really wanted to.
Oh man, you lost that train. You spent so much time on. Oh, yeah. Dude.
No, I'd even done a lot more because I was glassing in my whole.
Oh.
So my plan was I had this kind of house. It was getting bigger and bigger, and it was glassed in. Well, I started glassing in the floor, and I was going to dig out underneath and have like this floating house going off to my. Cart tracks. And so my son had actually been helping. He was like, I'll dig for you. And so he'd been digging in there. It was just a flub up on my part. But yeah. Now I'm about to cry.
Oh, that hurts. I'm about to cry too. That's really sad.
How about you, Wes?
Yeah.
I had okay. I was sick when we got back from E3, and then my wife went to San Francisco this week, so I've had the kids by myself, which means I'm having to get up early in the morning, and they're keeping me up late at night, and so I haven't been getting much sleep. So I got sick again. But other than <That's> which was great.
I'm still getting over the first round of sickness.
Yeah. So I have been poking around. I logged on one day when I was sick and just kind of was walking. Around fixing stuff because I hadn't been on in a week and you know weird stuff was broken, you know.
Yeah.
and then I start doing like trying to do detective work. I'm like, well, this is broken. Well, then like our server's running better and our Big Brother window is longer than it used to be, and so it's a little bit harder to tell like sometimes who did stuff.
Well, you can do it. Yeah. Within blocks now.
I know. I figured that out.
Well, and that's what I was doing after, I didn't say this earlier, but the red line had gotten griefed.
Really?
And it was just at the near the end of it, where it used to be the old end of it that I then went off and did more.
Yeah.
Well, they put a portal there. They just blocked it with a portal, and you can't go through a portal. And then after it was just like the tracks were gone for like 64 blocks. And that was it. So it wasn't a huge.
Yeah.
But I
you
started
can't go
like,
through a portal on a minecart?
They made it where you can't go through minecart on anything you ride.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
It was in the show notes. Anyway. But, so, I went and tried the Big Brother thing to try to figure out, you know, who did it. And I got all these names. And then I was, like, trying to focus down onto the number. I think they used water to wash out tracks or something.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't get stored.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it does under environmental. Mm. And then you can take, you just got to track where the environmental damage came from.
Okay, that's too much
work. It is. It's a lot of work. So I was doing that because the tree farm got griefed. And I was like, who took all this glowstone? Which is really weird that people would steal glowstone now that we have a functioning nether. That's very weird to me, you know?
Yeah.
But I tracked down who did it, and I banned them. And
they're probably the ones emailing me at this point.
Probably could be, but I banned them. They're banned. Ban.
Wow. You know, what do you do at this point? We get a lot of people. I mean, we got a lot of people on the server, which in turn we get a lot of banned people on the server, unfortunately. Yeah. And they email us or send us messages on the forums. They're like, hey, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. Unban me. Like, I don't know what you did or didn't do. Go talk to the mods.
Yeah.
If they're not going to unban you, sorry, buy another account. Like, I had some guy today email me. He's like, this is my kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know.
Shouldn't let your kid use your account.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, like, if something happens on your account to get banned, well, you're going to be held accountable for your account. Yeah. And I'm thinking, just the way that you sign the agreement or do whatever to get internet access through your cable company or whoever your provider is, they hold you responsible for your account. If somebody uses your account to hack somebody or steal something, you're going to be the dude in trouble. So, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same case here. If your account was the one used to grief Wes's, you know, crappy house or whatever, then it should have been griefed anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference to me if your kid or your brother used your account to do something bad. Your account is therefore unsafe. You know?
Yeah.
We can't trust you not to do other things. Well, maybe not you, but we can't trust whoever's behind that account not to do other things. So we're going to ban that account. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a long diatribe. But I did actually get creative the other day. Eric, I got tired of looking at your griefed little sand city that you've never done anything with over the past 3.5 months, ever since you've started playing on other Minecraft servers besides our own. So I started working on fixing your stuff because it had been blown up and grieved and in a really terrible
probably
state
a lot of
repair.
Like grief, like creeper griefing.
Yeah, there,
right?
There was
probably,
some.
Or?
Yeah, there was some creeper stuff, but yeah. You know, it was mostly just neglect.
Yeah,
I think what he's saying is you're not playing on the server enough, Eric.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that
okay.
is what I'm yeah. saying. You should play on our server some more.
Okay. I should.
So, yeah, so I started working on making your, and so people were helping me, like Scribe Squire, and I went over and, you know, cleaned everything up and made a few new buildings, and we're doing some stuff over there. And I helped Scribe Squire. His building was not... It wasn't in sandstone in the deserty area, so I helped him and fixed a lot of stuff, and you know, that's kind of what I've been doing.
So does this area need a name? Should we come up with a name?
You had a plaque up there, but I don't remember what it says.
It's here, like, art the place that Eric does not visit any longer.
Yes. Neglect. Eric's neglected home.
The city of neglect.
The yes. neglect.
Sounds like a new NBC drama or something.
It is. It is. And it'll be canceled in 5
yeah.
weeks.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
Joss Whedon. The neglect this week.
So, speaking of neglect.
Uh-oh. Now he's about to
call
me.
If you did not pay attention this week.
What happened this week?
The new children's book for adults read by Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, no, that's coming up later.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're to the section now, see?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good,
okay.
Nice. Nice segue.
See? I was doing
nice
that.
Segue.
Why have you got... You guys trash my segues every single time.
I love it. I love your segues. They're the best.
Okay, let's start over. No, just kidding. Just do it.
Anyway, free on Audible. And
if you have an account.
If you have an account.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson did a reading of the book... Go the blank to sleep.
No, go the f*** to sleep.
No, oh, he's gonna bleep that. You got. Hey, you might want to put a little red mark.
Yeah,
there,
but think. That's okay because it's actually the name of the
go
book.
Go the f*** to sleep.
Yeah.
He says it like that over and yeah. over again.
So yeah. anyway, that is available on Audible.
Right.
And you can get that if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and sign up for an account. You can get Samuel Jackson reading Go the f*** to sleep.
That's right.
Hey, watch out. This is PG, dude.
And
yeah. But this is the best book. I mean, it's a children's book.
You know,
it's rather short, but yeah. I mean, it's very lovely.
Probably the thing that's worth more than anything about this book is hearing the Audible guy who's at the beginning of every book going, "This book is from Audible. Go the f- to sleep." It's like, it's priceless. Like, this guy was like, "Seriously, I gotta read this? Y'all still paying me, right? Okay, I'll do it."
Yes. So, you need...
Like, I've heard Samuel L. Jackson say, you know, a billion times.
Yeah.
You know? The Audible guy, now that's priceless.
Yes.
So anyway, if you join Audible, there are some benefits. You get one audiobook per month. It's only $14.95 a month. And if you decide to purchase additional audiobooks, you get 30% off. You get a free digital subscription to either the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And there's all kinds of sales and promotions that you can take advantage of. You can use it on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry. There's an Android version of it, which, by the way, another piece of information, and I'm hoping maybe that Amazon will sponsor us one day, but the Amazon Marketplace for Android now has a free app every single day. And
I did not know that, and I'm a new Android user.
So if you have an Android phone, you can go to the Amazon Marketplace and get a free app every single day. I've gotten two games and a utility so far.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check it.
Audible trial.
Check it out, baby.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Wow, that was good. I liked it. Let's do this. Now.
Now?
Now.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
In the news.
This week in Minecraft. there's not much here.
There's one very important thing. Should I say it out loud or do you want to?
You can say it out loud.
Notch tweeted, "We do not have a release date for 1.7 yet. It is a bit experimental, so they won't set a date until it's fun." Yes, I think that is the best release date for anything you could ask for.
It's like the old Blizzard release date, right? It's ready when it's ready.
Yeah. He's also on vacation right now. He took vacation right after E3. And he ate a very large pizza today.
Yeah, it was twice as big as the plate that it was served on.
Nice. Oh, that's the big news this week.
I'm not a fanboy.
You know, but we've sat here and speculated what the adventure update is going to be for weeks. And, you know, I mean, is there any new insight? I mean, do we still pretty much think it's going to be some sort of like a tool set?
No, you think it's going to be a tool set. No one in the world thinks it is.
Well, okay, how about Pistons?
I do.
How about Pistons?
No, come on.
Yeah, I bet he's going to have some stuff in there that's going to have some tools for helping make adventure maps.
Adventurous.
There's going to be some, but it's not going to be a tool set.
Well, what, I
like
mean,
the whole thing, like he might have a few blocks in there that now you could, yes, use in some kind of adventure, but I don't think he's going to have like a D&D, hey, I'm the DM, here's a tool set to make an adventure.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can have a toolbox with a hammer and a screwdriver, and it doesn't have to have a saw to be a tool set.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
I'm calling you out.
But it needs some tools in there.
No, there are some tools.
It's not going to be a toolbox. It's going to be a screwdriver and a hammer.
Those are tools.
Without a toolbox.
I bet there's going to be a box.
I bet there won't be.
You're just making that up.
I'm not making up anything. Eric's making it up.
Yes, I am.
I'm with you, Eric.
You think it's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Fine. I'm going to call him. I know he's on vacation, but, you know, now we have his number in our Xperia Plays. Oh, that's right. You didn't get one, did you, Wes?
Oh,
that's right.
No.
Only Eric and I have his personal phone number.
And wasn't I nice? Wasn't I nice? And I never even tried to make a claim on it because I love you guys.
That's true.
And now Brent's rubbing it in my face.
Hey Marcus.
What kind of person does that?
Yeah, Wes is crying again.
Is he on the phone?
But, yeah, we were just asking about this whole adventure update. He's talking about some kind of toolbox and... No, not at all? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I'll let him. Oh, I can't. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I gotta.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you later, Marcus. You have a good trip.
I gotta make a phone call.
He says that there's no toolbox. There will be dragons' eggs.
Yeah.
Dragons.
And,
hey, easy.
Poop blocks.
Easy. Knock Marcus into shape, okay? Excellent. Thank you. Toolbox, right? Adventure toolbox? Thanks. Yeah, don't let him slack. Bye.
Wow, you guys getting important. Oh, I'm getting a call now. Crap.
This segment was funny for the first 5 seconds. I pulled it off. Now it's getting old, guys.
Don't call me on Friday nights, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Now that's funny. All right. That was funny.
See? You tried to kill the joke before it was ready.
Oh, I changed the joke. In mid-joke, right?
Right. So you heard it here from Notch and Easy, whatever.
And Eric's mom, too.
Yes. All right. Well, that's it. Is that it?
That's it.
I don't know what's going on. Any more news this week? Oh, you know, there's the Piston implementation.
Yeah.
By Jeb is looking very, very nice. There's a video that was released by Mojang, and it shows how the Piston works. It's really cool. Instead of being all solid, like a, I don't know, just solid metal or whatever, it's like a canvas tied up. It's, you know, it's got wood parts. It looks more fantasy, I guess, maybe. It looks more low tech, I guess.
I mean, it's low tech, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I really like is he did some examples where he spaced out, like he did a secret door. And the way he did it was he spaced out the where the pistons were so that when the redstone hit them, certain blocks got out of the way so that stairs came into place in their stead.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very impressed. I think there's going to be some really creative stuff that's done with pistons once they're in the game.
Did you also notice that when a piston is pointing straight up and you hit sand over and over and over? I mean, first of all, if you hit sand... You know, if you hit sand or gravel, I guess, I'm assuming, because they didn't show gravel, but the sand actually had the fall physics, so it fell down. But yeah, he sat there and pounded it over and over, and then it broke. And I'm thinking, what is the case that you would ever want to do that? when would you want to destroy something that you actually had to place on top of a piston? Unless you're maybe...
Well, what if you had a big, giant sand hole and you wanted to empty it out? You'd put a bunch of pistons on the bottom and then just power them.
Well, that's a good thing, but think about how would you actually put a piston under sand without it falling down in the first place?
Quickly.
Well, who's to say that it's only going to do that on sand blocks, though? Maybe it does that on any blocks.
Oh, that's true.
So what if you had pistons pushing sand?
Oh, no, it wouldn't, because once it pushes it, it's out of the way.
Okay, so under sand, you're going to have sandstone, right?
Yeah.
So you put under sandstone, it kills the sandstone, now sand drops. And so it starts kicking sand. Now you have pistons on the side pushing sand into the hole or something.
Oh, I see. Moving it. Yeah, okay.
And maybe he has some weird snake-like sand thing that's pushing sand and maybe
Maybe you have a giant worm that produces the water of life, and when you drink it, you
wow, that
something
was going
magical
somewhere.
Happens. Also notice what was kind of cool is they had a sticky version of it too, which would pull instead of push. Yeah. And you use slime for that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
For slime.
You don't like that?
No, I think that's fine. It's just maybe they'll increase the amount of slime.
I've never encountered a slime naturally ever.
I've encountered in one cave like multiple slimes, and I don't know if it was just like maybe there's a spawner down there. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey. Way to bring it down, man. I like the slimes. I've seen the slimes before.
Did you have fun with the slimes?
I did. Yeah. Topless slimes. I don't know why I said that. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, I know what you're doing here.
Let's do this listener contributions. How about that? And let's pretend like we have a bumper by creating it in real time.
We're going all the way to listener contributions next.
Oh, should we not?
Yeah, you're kind of...
Oh, am I jumping around too much?
Yeah, there's...
Oh, I'm crazy. I'm a crazy person. Okay.
No, that's fine. You can get listener contributions.
All right. Listener contributions. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
rather weak.
Born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Well, the internet's
what's going on here? Funny. Okay, so I think maybe this is time to... While you're doing your... You're going to do the first one, right?
Sure, and then we'll get some peoples.
Do we have some people in the chat room that have some listener contributions of some sort? Go.
All right, so the first one we have here is from Winsor Coperton, a.k.a. The Mighty Van. I like that name, The Mighty Van. And he says, I was wondering, what type of mob would you want in the ether/sky realm?
I think it'd have to be something that could glide or partially fly. You wouldn't. I mean, it seems kind of silly to have stuff just sort of, you know, fall off the edge of the.
Yeah,
things.
I think this is a good excuse to have like a Pegasus or a
dragon,
something like that.
Well, or maybe you know something like a, I don't know, some kind of gliding animal. You know.
Yeah, something maybe with some wings, right? I mean, something flying.
Maybe
or?
A big bird of prey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you could get eggs from it.
Oh.
No, we already is. A beak. You could get a beak.
Well, I like the egg thing because then it's like you could have a very rare chance to spawn a dragon or a Pegasus or a unicorn or something like that.
I really think you're right. You want the dragon of Pegasus. You don't like my bird of prey idea, do you?
Well, I mean, is it a hawk? Like, is it like a...
Maybe it's like a rock, you know, like... ROC, like the epic myth, you know, like large birds, you know, two or three times the size of a human.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
How about Falcor? He'd be pretty cool in the
Ooh,
game.
Ooh, yeah, Falcor.
That'd be pretty magical. I'd ride that.
I'd hit that.
Wolf
would
Mother
Jack Black be chasing you?
Jack Black?
Yeah. He was in 3. Did you
realize was in
that?
3. That's right. That's
he was the bully
kid. He was a
kid.
Duck guy. Chicken
was he really?
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Didn't he have like a chicken beak or a duck beak thing?
No, he was one of the kids in the real world that was chasing him around.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
One of the bullies?
Might have been 2. It was 2 or 3.
Huh. Wow. The third one was pretty
bad.
You
mean I really need to go watch the...
No, you really
no,
don't.
Wanna. No one needs to see that
one. I don't
one.
Wanna.
Yes. but how about a vulture? Is that that's too dark?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think some kind of a large bird would be good. Maybe you could go for some kind of like floating, like maybe like a aerial kind of floating glidey thing, like a floating jellyfish or something.
Maybe some cloud Koopas.
Cloud Koopa in the house.
Yeah, maybe some little cherubs.
You know, airships are pretty popular as far as people wanting to build them in game. I see a lot of airships.
Yeah,
you know, like a Super Mario airship or a Final Fantasy airship.
Well, how about we pull Blitz Toast in here? Blitz Toast sent in a listener contribution bumper that we didn't get to this week. We'll get to it in a future week.
Okay,
but I'm going to pull him into the chat and see what he has to say about. And I say he. Are you a he, Blitz Toast?
Hello,
are you there, Blitz Toast? He probably doesn't have a mic, and I'm just totally ruining this.
Are you just pulling people in at random?
I am.
Alright, well, that didn't work.
Well, I tried.
Here we are, born to be kings. The princes of the
keep going. Universe. Okay. Okay, so next.
Okay. Should I go to the next one here?
Let me clap that, edit that part out.
No editing. We don't need any editing.
We don't got no editing going on. Are we... okay, so you want to do this next one?
Sure. Mathazod, or Deadhand45, says, "Hello, guys. I'm an avid listener of your show, and I think I've done a lot of amazing things for this community and Notch and Mojang, and I hope to keep up the good work." Oh, I think you've done a lot of amazing things. Oh, thank you. I thought you were talking about yourself. Anyway, I was just wondering what happened to the fourth member of your group, Spencer. The reason I'm asking is because last time you addressed the topic, you said it would be difficult to have 5+ people on the podcast, and so the fourth member would sit out. But even in those rare episodes where it's only the three of you, the fourth guy's not found. Did you guys have a falling out? Did he lose his mojo for Minecraft, or is he taking time from the podcast? Anyway, hope to hear from you. Kind regards. No, we have not had any kind of falling out with Spencer.
Oh, yeah, we have. What are you talking about?
What?
I hate that guy.
Well, that's beside the point.
Oh, okay.
We've always hated him, but we don't mind podcasting with him.
Oh, yeah, no.
But he is actually in Austin tonight, and last week, I'm not really sure why we didn't ask him to join us. That might have been a good idea.
Oh, last week?
Yeah.
Our E3.
Well, we were talking about E3.
That was our E3 wrap-up.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he didn't go. So, you know.
But yeah, we still hang out. I mean, you know, he turned into a hawk, and we ride him to work.
Yeah.
Every day.
Spencer and I are working on a new podcast together. We're going to be starting something up soon. And so it's not that he is not part of the group. He just hasn't been active lately. And
this is a My Little Pony podcast, right?
And I really think
My Little Pony.
I'm really not sure he can't stop French kissing Eve online. I really think he spends most of his time making out with Eve online, and that's what it boils down to.
Yeah,
we're talking about doing an Eve online podcast too.
Really?
Yeah,
that would be exciting.
That's All right, super,
super,
dude. Awesome.
You want to read the next one, Brent?
No.
Okay, well, then I'll read it.
What do you expect? Is this the right one?
Yeah.
What do you expect to be in the one... We already did this. Adventure update.
No. We haven't answered this.
It seems like it.
Well, we've done it casually, but we haven't answered it in...
Okay. Know. Well, that's what Nathan F. Wilson wants to know.
Okay, so what do we want? What do we expect? Well, I guess we did kind
of... Well, there's some things here that he says. You stopped on the question.
Well, do you understand where highlighted means, hey, read this and don't read the rest of this crap that doesn't matter?
Well, no, this does matter. Because
it doesn't really, though.
Because here's some things that Notch said he was going to do.
I know, but that's not the question. The question is, what do you expect to be in the 1.7 adventure update?
Well, okay, I'll talk about the things Notch said. He talks about possibly creating boss battles.
He didn't ask Notch that. He asked us this.
And incorporating new mobs.
See, this is why I can't read emails to you. This is why I have to pre-edit them.
I'm interested in boss battles, though.
Yeah.
So Notch said this, right? That he's interested in that and putting boss battles in there.
Yeah. Yes.
So
where have you been?
Could we see that in 1.7? Boss battles?
We could.
I don't know. That's kind of scary because I saw boss battles happen in Terraria, and it just seemed like it was very kind of. I don't know.
See, I think it would be cool. Imagine if there's a big cave
right? And there's all kinds of minerals and diamonds and stuff in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's a boss spawner in there, okay? And you have to get you and like 10 friends.
A boss spawner like over and over or just one?
Just an one.
Hour, one every
so you're
six
assuming
hours.
Adventure mode is going to be multiplayer.
It could be.
Well, yeah, it could be. But yeah. That's just a question.
But
don't
but
get all defensive, dude. What's up?
I'm defensive. Shut up. But yeah, I think it would be get 10 of your friends to come and kill the, you know. Or, you know.
That would be fun. I mean,
or lay down some lava and draw the boss into the
lava. A
lot
of people
lava.
Out there don't have 10 friends.
Yeah.
Well.
Poor guys.
Just saying. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Why you got to turn this into a referendum on friendship? What's going on?
Because I've got friendship. How about you? I got friendship, and I've got chip dip that tastes like glue.
I've got chills. They're multiplying.
Oh.
So, yeah. I think bigger dungeons would be good. I think there'll be some more. There'll be. He had mentioned that he wants to make the world feel less like empty. I think he might put like, you know, some underground structures
mm-hmm.
as part of the adventure stuff. You know, you might happen upon somebody's underground, you know, like a ruin of some kind.
Oh, right. But what do you get for killing a boss though? I mean, it needs to drop something rare or drop a lot of something. So to save yourself some
you
time,
get a stack of saddles.
Stack of saddles. You know, because I mean, they give you some. You get some juicy stuff in a chest if you find a dungeon. But to kill a boss, definitely. If you need more than one person to do
some
it,
golden apples.
You should get like stacks of like gold and diamonds.
Some golden
and,
apples,
and diamonds,
all the
diamonds
different rare minerals. You know, it's just like he dies, just like. So it looks like an old treasure trove with all these gems just
yeah.
floating. And
I like diamonds and gold, stuff that you can actually make things out of, and also maybe different colors of
cat
maybe
heads.
Lapis and
cat
maybe some
heads.
Dyes, some cat
yeah.
heads.
Cat heads, yeah.
Cat heads are pretty rare.
Because see, that's what I think the updates are going to be all about. It's going to be a bunch of cats.
Bunch of freaking cats.
Bunch of cats.
Back in the day, we got yeah. cats.
And probably one boss, which is going to be Chuck Norris.
No
I think
way.
It's going to take
Dude.
This internet kind of thing to the next level,
about?
And it's going to be cats and Chuck Norris.
Wow!
No way!
Yeah,
no way!
Yeah,
yes way!
Because you have a boss battle with Chuck Norris, and he does a kick on you and destroys the whole world.
That's how Notch not, plays. He doesn't play.
How about 5,000 pigs?
No, cats.
Right, pork chops.
That's what I should have done. I should have hit your pigs with lightning. I had my Thor thing going.
Pork chop city.
Made a bunch
the
of
the land of
pigmen.
Pork chop. Pigmen. That's what they do. Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking.
All right.
That's pretty excellent.
Back in the day, we got cats.
Yes, Nether Boy says, cool story, bro. All right, let's move it
on. And
along.
By the way, I figured out why this isn't going to work. Because, see, everybody listening in the chat room is in one level, which means they have the audio down on this level.
Oh.
So there's no way this is going to sync up because we're like 5 minutes behind the chat room.
Oh, but can't they hear us in Ventrilo, though?
Yeah, but Straight they won't on? Know to even listen to Ventrilo until we say it here. Which
right.
will take them 5 minutes and go, oh, and by that time we've gone, oh, they're not listening, and we throw them
so
out.
So what you need
event.
To do is anybody you're going to pull in, you need to send them a private message.
That's
let
too
them
much
know.
Work. Too much work.
You could send
too
them
much
a
work,
letter.
Too
invitation.
Much work. Too much work.
Invitation.
Too much
How
work.
How about just for fun?
How about an Evite?
Too much work.
How about just for fun? Jump it. Jump
I just
into
got
the
an
channel.
Evite to be in the chat.
Jump into the channel and let's talk to them all at once.
Okay.
Just real
let's
quick.
Do that. Here we go. We're going into the channel. We'll be there in 5 minutes. Okay? So let's talk about something else before we go
Is
in.
Is lagging out that bad?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Can they
we'll
hear
be
us?
There in a few minutes.
Okay.
As soon right. as they say in the chat room, okay, we're ready for you.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Wait, will that work? Because then they'll be 5 minutes behind and be like, God, know. They didn't show up, and so they'll mute it again.
Well.
Watch this, a little surprise.
Pork chop sandwiches.
What's up? What's up, Shaft Chat?
Hello?
Hey, we're on the air.
Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's a lot of people in
it's
here.
It's very exciting.
Hello.
Who all do we have in the chat? Just spit out your names.
Hello.
Hey!
There's like 40 people in there.
Hello!
Hey!
I don't hear any names.
I don't either.
Hi!
Hi!
Hey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Elsie's in here.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
Sweet.
Hey. A lot of people.
There is a lack of sound coming from the Durgle channel in this chat box. I'm just going to point that out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that explains a lot.
Hello, Eric, are you not sending something in here?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Steph was here.
Hey. What's hello. Hello. Hello.
So maybe
hello.
That's why it's not working.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, we can only hear you in the stream, not in here.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. That's brilliant.
Wow.
RP Gamer says hi.
Mm. Hey, RP Gamer.
It's Portopotamus.
Portopotamus, hey!
Hey. Is it lagged and they're going to respond 5 minutes
later? Hello, the devil.
This is
hello.
This is very strange, very awkward.
Yeah, I feel...
One day we'll get this live call-in thing down pat, right?
Yeah.
One day. We try.
Yeah, wasn't this...
I'm confused.
Didn't we
plan? We're all confused.
The delay is pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Back then.
I've muted my Ustream, and so I can't hear what's...
Okay, going in the other channel.
Did you leave?
Yeah, that was getting pretty bad there.
Oh, well.
Okay, so do you think they'll be mad if I just... disconnects.
If you just leave them all there and say sorry for...
Okay, we tried. We really did try.
Yeah, we'll fix this up.
We didn't try very hard, but we tried.
Yeah.
No, we tried. We've been here for hours working on this.
Oh.
So. We'll figure this out, and till then, we always have this to fall back on.
Excavation Station.
All right. Let's talk about some new stuff we want in the game.
So there's this thing from Reddit. Do you want to cover it there, Brent? Because I figure it's... since it's from Reddit, I figured you got it.
Just a second. Everything's going to go horribly wrong.
Everything's going just wacky today.
Is that Maz?
I think that's Maz. That's
really?
Maz on our screen.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Hey, Maz. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Your stream is going wild, I see.
You're live on the shaft.
Oh, we're live on the shaft. Well, why don't you all... No. I found some booze, guys. You'll be happy to know.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
So y'all are racing there?
We are. Just me and my sister getting amongst it. We're trying to catch up to you guys. And we're playing some Mario Party, as per usual.
He didn't find some booze. He was brought some booze.
Nice.
Nobody brings me booze.
Well, okay. Well, we'll let y'all get back to it, and we'll holler back after the show, and then we can keep drinking or something.
Do you want to ask me a Minecraft-related question?
That's yes.
Actually.
Excavation Station. What?
Actually, let's ask him what he thinks is going to be in 1.7.
Okay. What do you think is going to be in 1.7?
Whales.
No, not whales. Dragons.
Like the country?
Whales. The nation of Wales.
I think it's... because it's the adventure update, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Means Minecraft's only going to have a point. So I think that's going to be great. I don't know what it means.
Well, okay, so we will call back Maz after he has a few more, because it sounds like he's...
Yeah. Drink more. We're fans.
That's right.
Okay, so that he just hung up on me. That was so mean of him.
Yeah.
And I'm lying. He didn't really.
Oh.
So anyway, this is the part of the show where we would normally have like a bunch of Excavation Station stuff, but since we thought we were gonna have a call in, we just have a few.
Right.
Okay, so the first one here we got from Reddit.
Alright.
It is naturally spawning portals. And this was submitted by Tipper213, who basically wants, you know, portals to spawn naturally in the world. Like, you know, you can walk around and, oh, there's a portal.
Oh, okay. Would that be good?
I don't think that would be good.
Like, you make it rare? Mm-hmm. Like, rarer than a dungeon.
Yeah, super rare.
Well, maybe if it went to someplace besides the Nether. Like, maybe there are some random teleportation portals in the world that take you to different areas of the world.
I don't know.
Oh, I see.
See, here's my theory on, like, traveling, right, in the world. Because it's all random anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, if there was a portal that took me to a random place over here, what's the difference between the random place that's just over here?
Well, right?
Because it's just random.
It could be a different biome. Could be a large biome.
Right, but that could be right over here, too.
Well, it doubles the area you can walk to.
Well, but that space between those portals...
Yeah?
I'm not walking there because I use a portal to go past it.
I know, but my point is like within walking distance, you have twice as much stuff to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I do. I'm telling you.
That seems like it's just the same area, just no, somewhere else.
No, it's better.
It's better.
I don't know.
It's better.
I don't know.
I like my idea.
Because you'll just end up losing your map anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so... All right. Naturally spawning portals. Sounds like Wes has a big thumbs down. Eric? No,
I think it's good. I think it's good.
So he was kind of hesitating. That may be a side thumb.
Yeah, a little side thumb action. Yeah.
Eric likes giving the old side thumb.
The old side thumb.
Wait. Mm. I'll give a thumbs up. I like that one.
You love it?
Okay, so this next one.
Okay.
Lifts and elevators powered by redstone.
I like it.
That's by Big Red 27. Oh, it sounds like Wes has a big old thumbs down on that
What is going on here? No. I like the idea of elevators. I think that is a good idea.
Eric hates elevators. We know this in other games. Let's see what he believes in Minecraft. Eric? Elevators.
I think, you know, I don't mind elevators in this kind of game. I don't like elevators in first-person shooters at all. I hate them. They get in the way. They're cumbersome.
Just hate being squashed by them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it boils down to. And they're just like, they're just dumb.
I mean, if they worked right, you probably would like them, right?
Maybe.
I bet you would like them a lot.
But I think...
I bet you would give them big girly kisses.
But in the creation of creationism... I think it's a cool idea. Because, I mean, you're creating a building. Say you make a skyscraper. You're really going to want to make stairs that go all the way to the top? No. That's not even fun walking up a bunch of stairs. What's fun is getting in an elevator and just resting and watching the ground get further and further away as you go up into the sky. I think that's really cool.
I see no reason you couldn't have a vertical minecart. I mean, that's all it is,
that's
really.
Pretty much.
It's just a
that's
vertical.
That's dirty, dude. Vertical minecart. That's wrong.
No, that's a Mexican vertical minecart.
Yeah.
Is what you're thinking. Yeah. That's the dirty one. I don't know.
That's so wrong. That's even wrong.
It's a dirty minecart, isn't it? Isn't that what it is?
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
Oh, man. The next one's from Sanchez.
We do have a call, though.
Is it going to work?
Yes,
it work?
It'll
is
actually work.
So. Something works on this
Sweet.
Show.
Let's do that.
Hey, this is 4Dude7154 calling in with an idea for excavation station. This idea literally came to me in a dream. It has to do with the new maps that have been implemented. A lot of people are saying the idea of being able to post your map onto a little board, and people can walk around, look at the board, and see where they are on the map. But I thought that you could do that, but you go into the map, and you can see a list of who's in that area, and if you see anybody that you need to find, you select their name, and you can see where a little dot pops up showing where they are on the map.
I think that's a good idea. So it's a... It's a map board, so you, instead of just holding it, it's somewhere where multiple people can view it at the same time. And it also tracks the people that are walking around in the area. So it's kind of like a shopping mall where it's, you know...
So that's the bigger, you are here, red dot?
Yeah, exactly. Only it's like a magical map, like a Harry Potter map or something where you can see everybody walking around.
You should be able to opt... You should have to opt into it.
So it's like Pottermore...
Okay.
I solemnly swear we are up to no building. Anyway, you should have to opt into it. Like, I don't think, like, you know, what
you
if
don't want to be tracked. You want to be off the grid.
What if somebody doesn't want, I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Okay, yeah. What if
you're playing on the same server as your ex-girlfriend? And you're like, leave me alone. Gah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of awkward. I think you're right. I mean, you need to be opt in somehow.
I'm gonna call it a server side thing. Like, it's just that let the server decide.
Well,
nothing or include.
Well, what if you walk up and you right click the map board and it just asks you a question.
What if you don't know it's there?
You know, track me, yes,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
And you say yes, and you walk away.
What if you don't know the board's yeah. there, but you want to be tracked?
Well,
that's kind of taking away some of the fun. I think it's more fun if you know it's there and you it's more of a participation thing, I think. You know, you're participating in this neat little event in this
idea. Maybe you have to make a beacon, and if you have a beacon on you, you will show up on the board.
Oh, beacon's cool. I like that. Yay. Because now it's Minecraft. You're crafting something.
Yes.
It's an item. I like it.
Yeah.
I like
it. And you can be seen on the big map.
Okay.
I would really
or
like
the beacon hat that goes on your head and just flashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a
clapping.
It's like a...
Y'all don't like this idea. Y'all
it's like that stupid Quasar
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, you went a little too far. Yes. You went
not
too far.
Not Quasar, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Laser tag.
It's like a...
Laser tag. You remember that? Like the kid who had that, and you're like, seriously, dude. Like, you're the easiest target. Like, you... It's on your head.
Like...
On your head. Like, I've got it hidden, like, on my chest. I can, like, hide it from you.
Yeah.
You've got it on your head.
Yeah.
360 degree.
Yeah.
Okay, old game. We're showing our age again.
Yes,
go.
Yes.
And scene.
And
okay, Ludi wants footprints in the snow.
Footprints in the snow.
And if there's only one set of footprints, you know that God was carrying you.
I like this idea, and I think I had mentioned the fact that I liked it before in a previous episode. You have a certain amount of footprints before they start fading away. That way, yep. you don't grief the world with a bunch of ugly footprints. So basically, maybe footprints that last, say, 20 meters or 50 meters or whatever, and they're only visible on sand and snow.
I think this would be particularly interesting on PvP maps. Like, I think that would be really kind of cool. And I thought it was interesting because... Mousy said they walk single file to hide their numbers. Can you imagine, like, you know, you get a bunch of people and you walk through the snow, you know, and you walk in single file so nobody knows that how many people are there.
Oh, nice.
And the PvP guy comes running up thinking they're going to get you. And then everybody jumps out and goes, ha-ha, surprise, and gives you a present. And that'd be awesome.
And hugs.
Yep.
That's kind of weird.
The long hugs. That's cool. Weird.
Yeah, I'll go with footprints. I like that. Good idea.
Thanks. Yeah,
footprints.
We dig it.
Footprints.
And next we have Redhawk88, who wants more realistic mountains. Basically, extend them to the sky. Tree lines where trees stop growing. Snow at the top and boulders.
I like that, but aren't there already mountains that'll go to the sky?
Yeah, there are.
I mean,
yeah,
it's rare.
We saw the Butte, right? Remember
there
the
was
Butte?
The Butte?
The Butte?
Yeah. Butte? Yeah. But I think they're also talking about, like, just making more realistic
he
where...
He went and touched the Butte.
Where, like, on, like, real mountains, there's, like, an actual line that you can see when you're looking at where the trees stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so right. nothing would grow past
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
And, like, snow would be on top.
No grass,
and
yeah.
it would look like...
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
And then boulders. So you're going up and a boulder comes rolling down on you.
Well,
I think you've gone too far.
Okay. I think boulders actually kind of are going too far because now you're talking new physics blocks.
It's a cube boulder.
Yeah, cube. I mean, yeah. Visually, if it was round, you know. But maybe. A blocky boulder is cool, but still, now you're talking motion. And if we're putting motion to the game, well, now we're going to be able to build cars.
You mean and, like water and lava?
Conveyor belts. And,
well, and then maybe,
well, okay,
maybe when
water
you're,
moves.
Maybe
so
when you're
right.
picking on one of these big mountains, you get an
sand.
Avalanche.
Avalanche,
sand, gravel,
avalanche.
Those move.
Nobody's listening to me.
Oh, sorry. I'm fascinated with this boulder idea now. I'm like, I was against
it. Think
about it, but
boulders with pistons.
And see, pistons is the first.
That could work.
It's one of the first movements to letting us move blocks, other than water. Okay, water.
Now,
move,
if but. We can kind of build pistons to where they push themselves, like now you have a car, right? If you can somehow. Like, have pistons on the side that push dirt behind the blocks, and then they push you.
Oh, I see some crazy stuff going to happen.
Like, some guy's going to be like, my world rotates now. I've got actual gravity because I've used pistons to create motion.
Captain Sparkles is going to be the first one to do that. I just see it. I see it in his eyes. He's going to do something wacky.
We've gone too far.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so we have a call in here. This is someone who wants to add currency to the game, I believe.
That sounds about right.
Hey, this is for Excavation Station. I was just thinking I'd like to have some sort of currency to have in, like, coins or something, and a trading system and multiplayer. I think that would be pretty cool. Thanks.
I think those are called diamonds.
Yeah, commodity.
I think diamonds are a universal commodity on any server. Am I wrong?
I don't know. It's hard to me when you've got a block that you actually use to, like, use it as currency, right?
Yeah.
Because inevitably, some people are going to value that block more than other people. Like, someone who digs a lot.
Yeah, but why would you ever trade your useful blocks for currency?
What I'm saying is, why would you trade your... Okay, to someone who a diamond, because they use them all the time,
yeah,
they're worth more than the guy who explores or something and never uses diamonds.
Right.
So now, all of a sudden, to him, diamond's not worth anything, and this guy, they're, like, worth diamonds. and it's just, like, not a... I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of like we talked about in the past about, like, red dust.
Yeah.
Like, to someone that uses red dust a lot, well, suddenly they get screwed in an economy where people decide to use red dust because everybody else doesn't, right? Because now he's got to pay up the wazoo to get red dust. And that's his currency. Like, no, I can't buy anything because I actually use my currency to build with.
Right.
So I think I can see having to have a currency outside of the build system, a block that you don't actually use to build. But I think the blocks themselves are...
Yeah.
The currency, you know, you don't use diamonds, so you'll gladly trade your diamonds to me who uses them for wood.
Yeah.
You don't like cutting down trees because you're lazy.
But, I mean, I don't think there's any currency that would be that, I mean, explorers, I mean, unless there's some above ground exploration thing you can find.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Notches.
Notches?
Notches.
Notches.
Maybe.
A new currency with Notches' face on it?
Yeah. I mean, how does, maybe just implementing economy or iCompany or
one of those.
One of the add-ons.
See, and it'd be cool if you could use, like, now you're starting to see gold used in a lot more, in more stuff. Like, before, that was kind of, wouldn't have been a bad currency. Make it where you could break down a gold block into gold coins.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, now you have coins and...
Yeah.
But...
And gold is still pretty rare, I mean, you know.
But now you use it for stuff, so it's like,
Yeah. That's cool. All right. No, just kidding. What's the next one here? Shrinks99 wants a team mod that would enable you to make colored banners, helmets, flags, great for Capture the Record. Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah, definitely. And that's
going I didn't even give you a chance to answer that.
And it's going to be implemented, too. I mean, Notch has already... shown interest to, in putting guild tabards and banners and things like that to, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that, you know, if you're going to have any kind of in-game game, there has to be some way to
some
differentiate
markers.
Be capes. Might be colored capes. You know, that would be something that's already in the game that all you'd have to do is, you know,
and make capes it available to other just people. Way cooler, I think, because it you can still skin your whole body and, you know, make everything look cool.
Yeah.
But just add a cape. That just means all you're losing is the back of your shirt, really, yep. You know, visually.
Yep.
Capes.
And maybe a, I don't know, Mexican wrestling mask.
I like it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, the Mexican vertical minecart. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
Cuba Libre.
So, we've got one here from Reddit. This is from Dwarth. He wants a ballista. It's like a dispenser, but shoots bigger bolts and is much more dangerous.
Jeez.
So, Peligrosa! He wants something that he can make more potent intruder traps with, is what he wants.
He wants to grief you from another state.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sure.
I like ballistas. They're big. They shoot big arrows. That's always fun. This will be great when the dragons get introduced in 1.7 with Chuck Norris.
So, we have another call from Michael.
We don't? Oh, and yeah, we do.
My idea for excavation station would be to have light stone torches that you would obviously use light stone instead of coal on. And using redstone, you could give them power that would make them shine. And it would be the same level of light as the normal torches, but you would be able to turn the light stone torches on and off using redstone. This would be a very simple thing to add in the game. It would be very easy and make the game a lot better, too. I mean, think about all the things you can do with this. So that's my idea for Excavation Station. By the way, I love the podcast. I mean, love.
Why don't you marry it?
Oh, owned.
Marry the podcast, then. We want to know what the dowry is.
You can get married. Like, you can get married to the show on the show. We'll do that for you. It'll be awesome.
But you got to take care of us. We are stay at home podcasters. We don't like to work. We like to stay at home and podcast.
Yes.
So that's true. Yeah. Well, cool. I can't wait for the wedding. So, what was the thing that he said?
standard lightstone, redstone powered lightstone torches. I mean, it's a common thing that we've covered on the show a lot.
Yes,
switchable lights.
I've always wanted that. Yeah. That I'm. It's hard to believe that isn't in the game already.
They're coming out in the adventure mode. Yeah. 1.7
adventure mode. Right.
I'm imagining an interesting trap. Can you imagine? Like, okay, let's say you walk into a big room and it's well lit.
Oh,
and it's well lit, and then you get to the middle of the room, and all of a sudden the lights turn off.
Oh, see, that'd be cool.
And some mobs start spawning around you.
Adventure. Adventure is here.
You know,
I like it. 1.7 in the house.
1.72. I think that's actually coming.
Well, you know, he says 1.7 is very experimental, and when it's not done until it's fun. So, that means, you know, it might be like 1.7.9 before we get it or something.
So, it also means it's not fun yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to have a party mode where everybody has hats and confetti?
I hope so. Oh, fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks were coming sometime. They hadn't been talking about that in a while. That might be a surprise.
He was unimpressed with the fireworks mode until he saw it actually in action, then he liked it. So
that might be a little surprise.
I'm a good tweet reader.
And it might be that I read good tweets.
Tweeter?
I am. Tweet reader.
That Notch is a good pizza eater.
What are you trying to say?
He tweets about eating pizza. I don't know. We read his tweets.
You're making me hungry.
Pizza. I know. I'm making myself hungry.
Are you going to order a pizza?
I'm a food eater.
I am. You're a food eater.
Cheers.
And we have another call here.
Cheers, Maz.
Oh, is this a cheersing moment?
It is. Cheers, Maz.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. Cheers.
Who's winning?
Yes, we're still watching his stream as record our show. And we have one last call, so let's do this last call here right now.
Hey, this is Law for Ruin. I'm a big fan of your show. And I have an idea for an excavation station. I was thinking of stained glass. What you could do with this is you could either before smelting the sand, you could mix it with a dye, or after you had made the glass in the furnace, you could add the dye to the glass and get stained glass and make cool designs for windows and churches and stuff like that. So again, I'm a big fan. Thanks, bye.
Stained glass. It's actually been a while since we talked about this as well, but I think this is definitely another good idea.
Yeah.
You can use dye and, tint glass. I mean, it seems very intuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're really surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
We want dyes for glass. We want dyes for water. We want dyes for...
Oh, right, colored water.
Yeah.
Right. But stained glass, man. Well, that would be really cool. Especially if light coming through the stained glass actually casts a different shadow, or like a different color onto the ground.
Ooh, that would be cool if you could make like all red light come into a room.
Yeah.
Or all green light.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention that Notch is working on blue colored light for nighttime. Instead of just making it super dark and hard.
I did not know that.
So it's tinted blue and it looks really nice. It's a lot lighter at night, so you'll be able to see. And that might be coming in 1.7 as well.
Yeah, that's in the adventure mode.
Good old adventure mode. Sounds like you know all about the adventure
everything
mode.
Everything you want.
Well, I know all about the adventure a la mode.
Well, good. That's good that you do. Good that you know that. So to wrap
we got
up
bumpers
the,
here.
To wrap up, should we get any from the? Are we done with that? You think
we can try? We could try.
How about this?
Oh no, I closed it out.
How about everybody in the chat room yell out one word, one word, one word that describes something that you want to add to Minecraft. One word to keep it very short. You know?
IKP42 wants leveling and experience points.
We got poop. Already we got poop.
Yep.
We got whiskey, poop blocks, Nyan.
Nyan cat.
Nyan. We got podcasts. We got Eric. I'm already in the game. You can download
there's a mod.
A mod for to add me.
Pancakes. Oh,
pancakes
that's awesome.
Is very good.
Shingles, the roofing or the disease?
Disease.
Shingles. Slingshots, that's good. Caps, wall clocks, bananas.
Cheese. Oh, cheese is delicious.
Wes Wilson. Okay. Brent, too. Okay, everybody wants it.
Energy drinks. Nos!
Sandwiches. Nos, yeah. Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Dwarves is excellent. Yeah. Knives.
Floating candles.
Yogurt. All right.
Okay. Yogurt.
Oh, wait.
Portcullis. Portcullis is a good idea.
P-blocks.
P-blocks?
P-blocks.
Yeah. Like just yellow blocks?
I guess.
Or would they be like water? And
I don't really
like
want to think about it too
spotlights.
Much.
Spotlights. Yellow water. Spotlights, not bad. Maybe you could get mirrors.
Internet, sandstorms. Herobrine.
Okay, so Teddy, what do you want in the game?
Hi. I want redstone blocks. Like they kind of be like lightstone blocks, but they're redstone, and you can hook up redstone to it and turn it on and off and stuff. Kind of like what you guys were saying before with the turning on and off lights, but it'd be redstone and it'd be good if they, you know, like how torches are brighter than redstone torches are. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe redstone blocks would be not as bright as lightstone.
Okay, so the
but
redstone
you could stack them and stuff and make your
yeah so that is what holds the current or passes the current between instead of wires or whatever. Yeah,
and you could like you can put them together and then the current would go, you know, from one.
Oh, it's horrible.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. No, I love the idea. It's a great idea.
You've just been crushed.
That is so wrong.
I love the idea. I think going vertical with redstone would everyone would greatly appreciate that. And
Dwubsley wants underground biomes. I think we've talked about that before. Those are good ideas. Hayek 85 wants intercourse.
Okay.
Like verbal discussion intercourse. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, talking like speaking, communication.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he meant.
Okay, yeah, that's gotta be. Yeah.
It's neat. Weird.
Okay.
Armchair Zeus wants mastication. He thinks you should be able to masticate in game.
And what does that mean?
You don't know what mastication is?
No, why'd you describe it to us?
It's when you chew something.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I meant?
That's what I don't know. I thought it was like a Harry Potter character or something.
No, not at all.
Cool. Should we move on to the next segment here?
We should.
All right, finally, let's get out of here.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Yes, it was very intense. All right, this week we got a bunch of cool sightings here, and who put this first one down here?
That would be me. This is a Creeper School by MTM9157. It's
a little machinima action.
A little bit of machinima, a little humor.
Nice.
I won't give away the ending.
Is there a creeper?
There is.
Oh, there's a bunch of creepers. It's Creeper School.
Okay. Cool.
Creepers and Creeper School. So this next one here is Derpcraft.
Derp.
It's a Minecraft cartoon. Very well done.
Yes, it is. It's animated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
It's almost to a million hits too. So a lot of people have apparently already seen it. But it's it's done really well. It's really cool.
Derp.
Yeah. I really need to just go see it. We're not going to sit here and describe it to you. Or are we?
No, we're not. We'd rather talk about the show next, notes.
Yes.
This next one, this song, this amazing song.
Oh, yeah, annoying. Mops Minecraft. This is a parody by Junibug. And Junibug is Bitburner's daughter, who is the who owns Minecraft. Minecraft.com. And that's the server that I play on instead of our own server, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And we met Bitburner at E3, and he showed us the town. He's an awesome dude. And he says that, you know, they recorded this song, and it's really good. There's no auto-tuning going on or anything like that, and it's just really freaking cool.
It's really good.
She's like 11 years old or something.
And Selena Gomez is hot.
Selena Gomez, yeah, this is a Selena Gomez parody.
Well, and what's funny, I think, is Selena Gomez, you know, she used some auto-tune on her song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so it's funny to hear someone basically sing it better than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. very cool stuff. And then next up here, we have a couple of E3
videos. She's a minor?
Here.
No, she's not.
E-R, not O-R.
Does that make it better?
We have...
a minor.
Right.
She doesn't mine.
Yeah, no, she loves Minecraft.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Also, there's a video of a bunch of Steve heads, Steve dudes, hanging out with the Techno Kitties in E3 next to the NOS booth. It's just a short little video, but it's pretty sweet. And it's what we saw like all weekend long, but I don't think we actually got footage of that. So check that out. And then next up is the Pistons,
basketball
demonstration.
Team?
Is there a basketball team named Pistons?
Uh-huh.
You pay attention to sports?
Not much.
But check out this video if you haven't already to see what is coming soon. There's a lot of good of demonstrations on what you can do with these sweet Pistons.
We got a picture sent in from DF7. Who broke his arm, unfortunately. But he got a green cast and then had someone draw a creeper face on it.
And it looks awesome.
Cool. Yeah, creeper arm action. Yeah,
we support you harming yourself bodily in order to get cool things done.
I think he got griefed or something. Like, his arm got griefed.
Yeah.
He got blown up. But it's pretty awesome. And then Ted Nader, who we just talked to on the phone just a second ago, started up some comics, Minecraft-related comics. And she has... one of them is of Co, and then one of them is of us, Shafter, sitting here podcasting and laughing, and Wes is broken, apparently.
I am. I'm a broken, broken man.
He's laughing too hard, and so check that out. That's pretty awesome. And then lastly, we'll link to our E3 videos. If you haven't seen these already as well, these are on our channel, but we have a couple out already, and one of them is we're hanging out in the Sony Ericsson booth, and we were doing interviews with just people walking by. And we figured people walking by the booth probably play Minecraft. We did interview one guy who hadn't played Minecraft at all.
Yes.
But it was still pretty cool. But we got a bunch of neat people in there, including...
The really funny thing is half the people we got were famous. Like, half the people that walked by at the booth that we were like, hey, do you want to talk about Minecraft? They were like, oh, yeah. And we're like, hey, wait, aren't you... And they would go, yes, I am.
Yeah, Trade Chat, she was in The Tester season 2, the reality show. And then we got Jordan in there, Captain Sparkles. He showed up and hung out with us.
Yeah.
And
Esta Fable, who's done art for a bunch of different
stuff. For Sly Fox and Luckland. So it was pretty cool. It turned out pretty good. And so we'll link to a bunch of those videos. And more to come as well. We're going to...
And then you should also subscribe to that channel.
That's right.
Because then every time we put out a video, you'll be the first one to know.
Yes, the first one.
Absolute first one.
Yeah, go to youtube.com/deadworkersparty is our channel. Or
youtube.deadworkers.com as well.
That's right. Lots of different ways to go there if you want to.
Or you can always go to Twitter.
Or you can just come down.
.com/Brent Copeland. And just hit follow, and that'll take you straight to our channel.
I don't think that works. Come down to Huntsville,
You should
too.
Try it.
Come down to Huntsville, Alabama, and visit our studio, and we'll show you these videos personally on our computer.
Brent's address is...
1111 Rose Lane. I think that's it for the show, really. I think we're done. And we managed to do that with no guest today and a failure of a ventrilo.
I don't think it was long enough, was it?
Was it not?
How long was it?
Well, it was pretty long. An hour and a half, hour and 20.
There is a shout out here.
There is a shout out. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's shout outs.
Ow.
That gets me every time. I'm always like, ah!
It just hurts. It hurts my soul.
It's a soul hurter. It's true. So we have a shout out from our loyal listener, Jimmy the Moo Cow. And what's he say, Wes?
He says, Thank you so much. I still am so excited. I'm going to buy your app first thing. And then, like, talking to himself, is still shocked by how his favorite podcaster said his name, and he actually won $10, and he sends an internet golden poop block in delight, colon capital D.
He's a big smiler.
Gouchers.
Yep. Awesome. Well, cool. Thanks for the golden poop block. I love it.
Golden poop
it's
block.
Great. And enjoy your iTunes card.
Golden poop block.
Golden poop block.
In the
the San Francisco treat. All right, and that brings us out to the old end of the show.
I swear you wouldn't think it was almost midnight.
You wouldn't.
We're only like verbally delirious, and you know,
yeah.
And Eric's going. Brent's going Geordi with his headphones.
He's knocking
over there.
Stuff everywhere. Yeah. He pretty much lost it.
We hope that you've enjoyed this. We kind of want to do these fun Friday night.
This was fun? Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, we're trying to space it out so we give everybody a chance to listen live every once in a while.
Yeah. And right now we have more people watching us and in the chat room than we normally do on Sundays. Or at least I think we do. I mean, it's, you know... Right. So it seems like but you know we're not catering to our European listeners by doing this, but you know, but we can. There is no perfect time to cater to everyone. So,
so what time is
except
it for Maz's group?
All the time.
I mean, is this like mid Saturday for Maz?
Yeah, it's
is
like that... noon or something over there.
Really?
Yeah, it's like daytime drinking over there.
Wow!
But that's what they do in Australia. But that's it, and we'll see you next week. For show.
What's up, for shizzle?
What's y'all?
What? Where did that come from?
For shizzle?
Huh?
For sure.
Lazy.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hi, this is Cheapies Tiger. I just had an idea for Minecraft down the line when they add editable notes. I was thinking that when they add this functionality, you could take these notes and put them in dispensers, and since dispensers would push them out randomly, you could use them in board games like Community Chest or Chance, like in Monopoly. So when you go around a board and you like land on a space, you can hit the dispenser, it'll give you a note, and then you just do whatever it says on the note. Now, the only thing about that is you'd be limited to 9 different cards per dispenser, unless somehow they make it so you can stack different notes together, which I think would be too difficult. So, yep, that's just an idea for down the line when they make notes editable.
Hey, guys, I got a tip for Minecraft. I play on the VTW server. My name is Kevin. And I hate snow. I hate snow with a passion. I hate it in real life, and I hate it in my Minecraft game. And with this last update, I found out that if I cover my lawn with a bone meal, which makes the grass grow, I don't get snow. So I figured I'd just share that to all the other snow haters out there.
Yeah! That's right. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
This is how we do.
We have chased off all our audience with our blathering.
Dead Workers Party Network. Discover the shaft difference.